they took it from me. Ring me, ring me, ring me, the president. Find out where my baby went. Ring me, ring me, ring me, the FBI. And find out if my baby's alive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. She went away for the holidays. Said she's going to LA. But she never got back. She never got back, they say, yeah. She went away for the holidays. Says she's going to LA. But she never got back, she never got back. She never got back, they say, yeah. The KKK took my baby away. They took her away, away from me. The KKK took my baby away.
That was Ramones of KKK, Took My Baby Away. My tribute to New York City. All the people that were that come from New York City, that all the musicians are. And this, these two bands, the Ramones and also the New York Dolls, are like, they were pals, you know, hung out together and all that kind of stuff. How do I know that? Because I interviewed David Johansen, woo, the lead singer of the New York Dolls a couple years back, and he was telling me about all their adventures. So based on that, I thought maybe I should interview some New York Dolls. Johansen was really interesting, too. He was, at the time we were doing the interview, he was making a milkshake with this, like, banana and this green stuff. As he said, it keeps him young and it makes him feel good. So anyway, here's the personality crisis in New York Dolls on Coral FM. We'll be right back.
Tell you about girls, they're all over this world. Some have beautiful shapes. I want to live to be 98. Yeah, somebody to talk to, and I like to look at you. Yeah, somebody to talk to, and I love to look at you. 'Cause you're a real fine girl. Last weekend in Paris, I was hanging down with Susie. That crazy French magazine, she'll turn me backwards to a new scene. 'Cause she was somebody to talk to and to tell my troubles to. She was somebody that's so fine, worth my looking into. She's a beautiful girl. Girl.
sudden I feel a chill. Victory is green and flesh is rotting away. Skeleton dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close and you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a bed cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a bed cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Oh, oh no, I don't want to live my life. Not again. Oh no, oh, oh, oh. I don't want to live my life. Not again. Oh no, no, no.
Dog and wave to strangers, but I can't ask impersonate any kind of animal at all, cause I'm too busy looking at the way the stupid jerk I'm obsessed with has pants on that perfectly define his well-shaped ass to the point where I'm thoroughly frantic. I'm just gonna go home and stick my head in the oven, overdose on nutmeg and aspirin, and sit in the bathtub reading the Executioner's song and being completely confounded by the fact that I can see the stupid jerk I'm obsessed with face defining itself in the peeling plaster of the wall, grinning and winking, and I start to yell, get the hell out of there, you're just a figment of my imagination, just get a life and get out of my plaster and pass me the next painful situation, please. But he just keeps on grinning and winking. He's a stupid jerk I'm obsessed with, and he's mine in my plaster, and frankly, I couldn't be happier.
Always one foot on the ground, and by protecting my heart truly, I got lost in the sounds I hear in my mind. All of these voices I hear in my mind, all of these words I hear in my mind, all of this music, and it breaks my heart, and it breaks my heart, and it breaks my heart, when it breaks my heart.
From your blankets from the floor. Wash your mouth out by the door. The whole town's made of iron ore. Every witness turns to steam. They all become Italian dreams. Fill your pockets up with earth. Get yourself a dollar's worth. Away, boys. Away, boys. Heave away. The captain is a one-armed dwarf. He's throwing dice along the wharf. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. So take this ring. We sail tonight for Singapore. We're all as mad as hatters here. I've fallen for a tawny boar. Took off to the land of Nod. Drank with all the Chinamen.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to London, Laurie Anderson.
This evening, I'll be reading from a book I just finished. And since a lot of it is about the future, I'm going to start more or less on the last page and tell you about my grandmother. Now, she was a Southern Baptist holy roller, and she had a very clear idea about the future and of how the world would end.
In fire.
Like in Revelations. Now, when I was 10, my grandmother told me the world would end in a year. So I spent the whole year praying and reading the Bible and alienating all my friends and relatives. And finally, the big day came, and absolutely nothing happened. Just another day. Now, my grandmother was a missionary, and she had heard that the largest religion in the world was Buddhism. So she decided to go to Japan to convert Buddhists and to inform them about the end of the world. Now, she didn't speak Japanese, so she tried to convert them with a combination of hand gestures, sign language, and hymns in English.
Japanese had absolutely no idea what she was trying to get at.
Now, when she got back to the United States, she was still talking about the end of the world. And I remember the day she died. She was very excited. She was like a small bird perched on the edge of her bed near the window in the hospital waiting to die. And she was wearing these pink nightgowns and combing her hair so she'd look pretty for the big moment when Christ came to get her. And she wasn't afraid. But then, just at the very last minute, something happened that changed everything. Because suddenly, at the very last minute, she panicked. After a whole life of praying and predicting the end of the world, she panicked. And she panicked because she couldn't decide whether or not to wear a hat. And so when she died, she went into the future in a panic, with absolutely no idea of what would be next.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home.
Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day.
Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good.
Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep.
You're going to reap just what you sow.